going to go straight to the Word of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, minister to us now. Holy Spirit, we ask that you would come and work in our hearts. Father, let not one person here escape your touch.
Raio, oka tsi isna de raia zetu katsi azun kaskiau.
May every one of us be ministered to.
E nitsi raia avem nai anemba u voasa nau.
In Jesus' name.
Amne naran Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
We're at part 5 of 5 parts of a series.
Amne tapan fa dimia amle fa penarana mtu yanak dim tsike sau a.
So if you missed it, I'm just going to preach the whole series again.
And
it's going to take a long time, obviously. So I hope you didn't have any lunch plans. If you have your Bible with you, turn to Proverbs chapter 4. Let's read from verse 23 to 27.
Tandrem funao miota nu izareta tukunu tandreman, fa viawam nu yafin yain. Esuriam non fa famandang, arapana la fironon multa mamitak. How can mass know its irmait? Are new to mass know it pans on one low now? At of marna nelian tung chow, they will have two for lam and elian or age. As I'm feel, now I'm nyanka fanan, now I'm nyanka fee, a suriam rats and tung chow.
Do you know the condition of your heart?
Fanta totsara vein need to wait to and fu now.
When you look at what's going on inside of you? Are you angry?
Test of it, no.
Are you carrying unforgiveness? Are you constantly anxious? Are you always worried about yourself? Do you think negatively about other people?
You know where mirterta amban love now we negative.
God sees what's going inside our hearts. But we put up big facades. We put up a different image for other people to see. But it's important that you consider what's going on inside your heart. This passage says we should stand watch over our hearts. Because it's a wellspring of life. What is a wellspring? It's where fresh water comes out of the ground for to keep us alive, for us to drink. If we let that well get dirty, then we won't be able to drink from it. This is the problem here. So, consider the stuff that's going on inside of your heart. It's either going to make your heart nourishing and resourcing and life bringing.
Nale izia a tungan funawa a matsnyafa itunda fiainana itunda zavata tsara.
Or else your heart's going to be like muddy water.
Nan funawa utakan ran putak.
And in fact, if there's bitterness in your heart, it's like poison in the water. I've seen some of the dirty canals in Tana. Do Do people go and drink from that? It's not advisable. Do you want us to go baptize you there? No. You didn't answer. Was it yes? We can arrange it. You'd have to have a lot of faith and a lot of stupidity. Or maybe you want to go to heaven next week. The point is, if you get your heart all full of junk, it's not
going
to nourish you and it's not going to allow you to nourish others. So we have to learn to guard our hearts. To understand our hearts, we actually need a measurement, a way of measuring what's going on in there. And our mouth is like the barometer of our hearts. It measures what's going on in the heart. The Bible says, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. I don't know if you've seen like really gross water. There's like dirt floating on the top. The scum and the junk that comes to the surface. Sometimes when I say something, I realize I listen to my words and I think, where did that come from? That was really ugly. And I realized there must be something ugly going on in my heart. How we speak reveals our hearts. But it also carries an influence over our hearts. It's a two-way connection. And so if we can learn to speak right, you also end up with a healthier heart. Make up your mind to only say good things about other people. Even your mother-in-law, only say good things, and after a year, you'll have good feelings in your heart towards people. It's true. When you learn to rule over your tongue, you can set a better course for your life. So if you ever catch yourself saying something bad about someone else, you're actually realizing there's something wrong in your heart. But as you teach yourself to speak only words that edify, you speak the truth in love. Your heart actually becomes healthier towards other people. There are phrases in the New Testament that say things like we should speak psalms and hymns to one another. Is that how you speak to your husband or your wife? Or do you just snap short commands? Think about it.
See,
these things affect your life over years.
You want to
build a healthy marriage?
Use
only words that edify, that build up.
Not
criticisms, not accusations.
It's
from the heart.
Thirdly,
it says, let your eyes look straight ahead.
See,
the heart goes after what the eyes gaze upon. When you look in a certain direction and then keep on looking, your heart starts becoming absorbed in the thing you're looking at. I remember a story a pastor once told about his colleague at work. He had a guy working next door to him in the office. And they were insurance salesmen. And they got a commission, so the more they sold, the more they earned. And you could earn a lot if you sold a lot. And to keep himself motivated, that guy had a picture of a Porsche, a fancy sports car.
And
he had it on the wall. And he would sit at his desk and he would gaze at that car. And then he'd pick up the phone and sell more insurance. See, his eyes were looking at the prize of his heart.
So,
if you're going to follow God, the devil's going to send you distractions and temptations. It could be an ambition for something physical, like material ambition for wealth. Or maybe it's status you long for and recognition. Or maybe you're just captivated by attractive people. Where you put your eyes, that's where your heart goes. And so to keep from earthly distractions, we need to have some kind of a heavenly vision for our lives. Have you ever stopped and asked God what He wants you to aim your life at? See, God didn't make you for no purpose. He made you with a purpose in mind. So you could buy a little book. Make it your secret diary. The conversations between you and God. And you could sit down with that book at a quiet place of prayer and meditation. And And you could say, God, tell me what you want me to aim my life at. At first, it may not be that obvious. Maybe some simple things come to mind, like God drops in your heart that 10 years from now you want healthier relationships with your family.
Angamba meti zavatra tsotra le izy mety misy zavatra tonga any anatin'ny fonao any hoe afaka folo taona ho salama kokoa ny fifandraisako amin'ny fianakaviako.
You write it down and you say, God, this is vision for my life. I want to build healthier relationships with my family.
De soratanao le izy hoe Andriamanitro, tia de tanjoko anatin'ny fianako tianao ako anana fianakaviana fifandraisana salama eo amin'ny fianakaviako.
Or maybe you've got young children.
Na ianao mety manana zanaka mbola kely.
And in 10 years time you want to see them lifting their hands in worship to God.
Na hoe afaka folo taona ry zareo tianao mba ho hita ry zareo hoe iny fa manandratra ny tanana izy a midera miankohaka amin'Andriamanitra.
You write it down, you say, God, this is my dream.
De soratanao le izy hoe Andriamanitra tiny nany nofinofiko.
I dream of seeing my children worship you.
Manofinofy a mba hahita ny zanako a miakohaka aminao.
And that will start to put a channel in place, boundaries in which you will walk.
Ary zany de ametraka fefy a ho anao a amin'ny hoe toerana izay andehananao.
Because when you start to have heavenly vision, it constrains you, it keeps you on course. How will I have children that worship God if I don't worship God? I will raise my hands in the assembly of the saints. In the midst of the congregation, I will stand and worship God. And my children will see me. God is invisible.
Andriamanitra tsy hita maso.
But they'll see me worshiping God.
Fa izy kosa hitanahako a midera mekoaka amin'Andriamanitra.
And they'll grow up to worship God.
Dia tombo koa izy a yakoaka amin'Andriamanitra.
So you start by saying, God, what do you want from my life?
Dia ny fanomboanao azy izany le filazanao hoe Andriamanitra inona ny takianao eo amin'ny fiainako.
And then you fix your eyes in that direction.
Dia petraka mifantokany amin'izay zotra izay ny masonao.
And it actually creates a path for you.
Dia izany a anomboka anokatra lalana ho anao.
I want to become more generous. I put it down in my journal. God, help me be generous. Two weeks later, I read through some of my old thoughts. I failed. But I'm reminded to keep looking for opportunities. Now my eyes are searching for an opportunity to be generous. You could be walking past the shop with all the nice things. And you glance that way. And then you think, hey, but I want to be generous to others. I don't want to spend everything on myself. And so your heavenly vision constrains you. If you don't have a heavenly vision, then you'll be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Like David on the roof of his house watching Bathsheba take a bath. The devil has got infinite Bathshebas to supply. The question is, why was David on the roof? He was supposed to be in the adventure with God. There was a war to fight and he stayed at home. There's a war, a battle, an adventure for you. Don't stay at home. Get out there and get in the spiritual adventure. The fourth one we looked at last week was to make level paths for your feet. To choose only firm paths. We need God, His Word, and the wisdom of those who have walked before us. If you're going to build a level path for your life, you're talking about achieving some sense of stability, then you need to have your eyes fixed on the God who controls the things you cannot control. Put God in your calculations. Your life is not lived on your own. Your life is lived in partnership with God. So if things get rough or complicated, I don't panic.
Because
God is on my side. He forms this anchor to my life. And when I build my life on the Word of God, by putting into practice the things I learn about in the Bible, Jesus himself said, I'm building a house on the rock. And I look at others who have gone before me, people following God, and I learn from them and I walk in those ways. See, pride comes before a fall. And people who say, I'm just going to do it my way, I don't need anybody else. They often end up in a worse place 2 years further down the road. And so I've learned to look at people around me who have lived longer than I have. And I find an old person with joy in his heart. And then I want to see how did he live his life. Which path did he take? Because I want to walk on those well-worn paths that are firm. The last verse says, do not swerve to the right or the left, keep your foot from evil. This is the one we're looking at today. No swerving to the right or to the left. Drunk people do that. We're not going to be drunk. We're going to be sober. We're going to be following God. And this verse is about persevering. So if I ask you, what is swerving to the right or swerving to the left? It's not following the right course. It's stepping off the direction you're supposed to be going. Your life shouldn't be like lurching this way and lurching that way. And so the verse says, you only have to turn your foot from evil. It's a small correction. So as you're walking down the road, and you see something nasty there, maybe something a dog left behind, you just take a little course correction to get around it. Turn your foot away from evil. And then carry on your course. You don't have to jump into the road and get hit by a bus. So evil is not really the major obstacle.
I mean,
if you're going from your house to the market, you'll pass a few stinky things on the way. But you just go around them. You just turn your foot away from evil. The issue is persevering. You aren't going to be stopped by evil. The challenge actually is staying on course. For a long time. And God sets before you a life. One of the biggest challenges you face is consistency. Making a promise is easy. Keeping a promise is hard. Ask married people. I'll love you every day of my life. Till death do us part. And then the young bride, 2 years into her marriage, is tired. It's taking so long, God. It's hard. You've got to keep on for 50 years. And every day you get up and you say, I decide over again to stay the course, to keep in love. It's a glorious plan. It's a mystery of God. But we need to build our lives with a view of being faithful for a long time. I'm not talking about marriage now. I'm talking about your walk with God. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 3. It's a kind of warning. But let it bless you.
Let's
read from Hebrews 3:12-14.
Tandrem rala, fandrao isam nareu, anana furati, tsmin, kayalam nandemanta fil. Fa mifananari sanandr, rambulatawe, aniu. Fandrao isam nareu, utunga mafu, noni, fam tan yut. Fa yefatunga, piumb nam kristisik, ram yazuna mafi, nifianduani, fat kitsika, atam farani.
Verse 13 says, encourage one another daily. You don't want to get hardened by sin's deceitfulness. So daily encouragement is needed. In Matthew 6:11, Jesus says in the prayer, give us this day our daily bread. Consistency needs to be built into your life as a daily thing. Consistency simply means saying every single day, I'm going on this road with God. I don't take a day off from being a Christian. Doesn't matter where I'm going, what I'm doing, every day I'm walking with God.
Say,
give us this day our daily bread. I need to rely on God every day. And so it's like that old kind of amusing statement. It says, by perseverance, the snail reached the ark.
You
know, when Noah built his ark, and then the flood came, and it destroyed all everything else that wasn't in the ark. But we have snails. So we assume one got on board that ark. Have you watched a snail? It's not very fast. Wait, Noah, I'm coming.
Noah, I'm just a loop.
Don't close the ark yet, I'm coming. The snail kept on going in the right direction and it made it. Your walk with God can be like that. Doesn't have to be spectacular ministry. It's not all fireworks and supernatural breakthrough. What's more important is steady progress in the right direction. So many people are spectacular in a moment, but then they blow up. Amazing ministries have come and gone. What you need is daily growth in God. I need to finish. I want to kind of wrap this up by saying this consistency isn't at the mercy of how good you are.
Ary nitiko tone ho finosana le zavatra rehetra teo hoe le hoe fitoizana hatrany hoe le ya fitoizana ho hatrany amin'ny zavatra taonao a tsy hoe akory no hoe arakaraka mahatsara anao akory le izy.
The gospel holds within it a magnificent promise.
Fa ny filazantsara miazona an'le izy amina fampanantenana tena mahatalanjona.
That God guarantees you your place.
We andriamanitra no mampanantenana manome garantia ny toeranao.
That Jesus is able to complete and will complete the work that he began in you.
We andriamanitra Jesosy dia afaka manatanteraka le asa izay efa natombony ao aminao.
So now I'm a snail and I'm looking at there's a long way to go. And I just need to persevere. That's my part.
I need
to consistently keep my eyes fixed on Jesus. There's a time that every one of us looks at that road and says it's too far. But I want to tell you, if Noah was standing at the ark, and see all the giraffes and the elephants and all these other animals come rushing past, and then he looks over there, it's the snail. I guess he would go and fetch the snail and put it on board. And this is kind of what the Bible says the gospel is about. That we aim at Jesus. But when the time is right, he makes sure everything works out. He will come and fetch us. And so there is never a reason to give up hope. Because our hope isn't placed in ourselves. Our hope of persevering in life and persevering in the faith, our hope is in Christ. And in fact, that's the lesson we learned from Abraham. That in hope, he held on even though the circumstances were against him. And God was faithful. And God's promise came to pass. So when I look at my life and I say, God, I want to serve you my whole life, and I look at myself and I say, I'm going at a snail's pace. What I hear from God is, you're going in the right direction, and I will take care of the rest. And if you want to have a happy heart in your old age, just keep going in the right direction. Just set your eyes on Christ and say, I may be slow, but I'm going to keep going in that direction. Don't swerve to the left, don't swerve to the right. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would just impress upon our hearts this morning your love for us.
Remind
remind us that you are for us. And even while times are tough or growth seems slow, you're the one that brings us safely to our destination. I pray for people in this room this morning that we would make decisions to set our gaze upon Christ. Today, Lord, we will say we won't turn to the right or to the left. But we want our lives to aim at you.
And
by your grace, God, give us persevering hearts. As we even trust you to come and carry us across the finish line. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.